Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. I am your host, Guy Alvarez from Good To Be Social. And today we're going to talk about how to up your game on social media. Our guest today is my good friend, Jay Plum. Jay is the Senior Director of Communication at Bracewell, where Jay leads a six-person team in the implementation of integrated communication strategy to raise the brand profile and supports revenue growth through social and digital media. Jay also handles branding, brand management, public relations, video marketing, content marketing, as well as awards and rankings at the firm. And Jay has a lot of experience working at other firms as well. Welcome back on the show, Jay.
Thanks, Guy.
Always a pleasure. So today we're going to talk about how to up your game on social media. And I can't think of no one better to talk to than you, because over the last 2 years, we have seen an incredible turnaround in terms of what you guys have been able to accomplish at Bracewell when it comes to social media. And so a lot of people are asking us, what's Bracewell up to? What are they doing? So I wanted to get you on the show and, of course, not to spill out all your secrets, but maybe give our listeners a few ideas of how they can up their social media. So let's start at the beginning, Jay. A couple of years ago, you were not necessarily thrilled when we came out with the Social Law Firm Index. And you called me and you said, Guy, what do we need to do to up our game? So tell me a little bit about what are the things that you guys looked at first to try to change what the firm was doing from a social media perspective?
I think it really was about being very strategic and bringing a business mindset to what we were doing on social media. And by that, you know, it's something that we've talked about before and a lot of people talk about. It's about putting the clients first. And even if you want to get more specifically, what are the clients' needs and their interests? And so by getting a better sense or a handle on that, we were able to really change the type of content that we were putting up on the different channels. So for example, on LinkedIn, you know, we really were moving away from sort of the self-promotional or the brag pieces that were about us, and really looking at content or looking at existing content and how can we create posts or make that engaging for our clients so they're going to want to read it and it's information that they can find useful.
Awesome. And so you mentioned LinkedIn. Obviously, it's a big area of focus for you guys, and you guys have done, you know, tremendous over the last couple of years. What kind of content have you found works well on LinkedIn?
I think increasingly we found, and this was especially true during the pandemic, video content really performs well. You know, our clients or our followers are like the rest of us. They have very limited time, so they want something that's going to be snackable. It's going to be something that's going to be easily digested. And video content works really well that way. We've also found, you know, the tried and true old-fashioned client alert, you know, if it's well-written and, you know, if you structure it a certain way, that content really can sing on social media and it can be content that's going to, you know, be something that clients really can take away and do something with it.
So one of the things I've noticed is that Bracewell is one of the few firms out there that has successfully deployed LinkedIn showcase pages, as opposed to many firms that are just doing showcase pages for different geographies or office locations. What you guys have done is you've really focused on, you know, topics that you believe are most important to your clients. Talk to us a little bit about your showcase pages and what your strategy has been around creating and populating showcase pages.
So, you know, we really started to use showcase pages during the pandemic when, like a lot of other firms, we were putting out a lot of content that was related to COVID-19, new regulations, here are new employment laws or, you know, issues that you need to be concerned with. So we decided that what we wanted to do was create a dedicated showcase page that was about business and legal updates related to the coronavirus. And, you know, several advantages that it gave us. first, we were able to really sort of target and reach an audience that was very concerned with those issues. And so we were able to put it all into one place so they could see it. And then they could choose to follow that content stream if that was something that they wanted to. And at the same time, then, that allowed the company page really to sort of focus on the stuff that is more sort of core to, you know, how we take ourselves to market. And, you know, we took that and we sort of learned from it. So instead of doing practice focused showcase pages or office showcase pages, you know, like you were mentioning, really sort of taking emerging issues and emerging issues where the firm had a strength and really using that showcase page function to highlight our capabilities and our expertise in that area. So for us as a firm that has a very strong energy platform, you're looking at, you know, opportunities related to the energy transition, for example. So, you know, a showcase page around hydrogen development or a showcase page around carbon capture, you know, made a lot of sense for us. And it was a different approach. And I think it was just a way that we really could sort of stand out from the crowd.
That's excellent. And one of the things I noticed is in conjunction with the launch of these showcase pages, you guys started to do some paid LinkedIn campaigns to support these pages, to grow the following on these pages, and really to target the audience that you wanted to target when it came to these topics. Talk a little bit more about what your strategy has been there.
So the strategy, you know, like you said, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is trying to reach people by providing them information that they're going to provide useful and that addresses their needs and their interests. So in creating these showcase pages and also in connection with the launch of some new podcasts, you know, that we recently have done, creating an audience or a target list on LinkedIn where we could promote what we have and encourage people then to follow us. The advantage for us, you know, by doing the new content that we were creating is that we're able to create those followers. But the other advantage that you get with the paid campaigns is you also then increase the followers on the company page. So people can then see the full experience or the full spectrum of work and capability that the firm does.
And have you just targeted using the basic targeting capabilities of LinkedIn, or have you also done some matched audiences where you upload a list of companies or a list of emails and target it that way as well?
When we started to do both, to be honest. So we were looking at trying to create some industry groups or searching LinkedIn by title. But then we also knew, you know, based on who our clients are, we did some lookalike modeling. So we were looking to create some lists that were a little more customizable for us, you know, based on the types of companies that, you know, that engage us for work. That proved really successful. So as we started to do more and more campaigns, we could really sort of fine tune the targets and where we were sending those messages.
Awesome. So aside from LinkedIn, the other channel that I've seen you guys do tremendous in and really, you know, stand out is Instagram. Talk a little bit about, you know, what your strategy was with relations to Instagram and perhaps some of the successful campaigns that you guys have been able to do on Instagram.
Well, I think that you hit the key right there with that last word, which was campaigns. For various reasons, I think a lot of firms approach Instagram or have approached Instagram, I should say, as just a place, let's post up the pictures that we get from different events. And like, you know, that will be, that's how we're going to use that channel. What we did was just take a more strategic approach to it and think about how we can really use Instagram as a storytelling platform. And so visually telling the story of the firm's culture and of the firm's people. And so we did that by first identifying the themes that we wanted to communicate about the firm. It's a very different message than what you'll see on the Bracewell LinkedIn page, for example. And then making sure that we were having or we had campaigns that would sort of support those themes. So for example, one of the things we did in connection with the firm's wellness initiative was design some campaigns around different projects that we were doing to support working parents. So we did during the pandemic, a campaign that we called Bracewell Buddies, which was having, you know, children of lawyers and staff connect with each other and provide support to each other, you know, during the uncertainty of the pandemic. you know, also giving mom, dad a little break by, you know, making sure the kids had some activities that were keeping them active. But then, you know, it was also about looking at different ways of sort of taking, you know, the traditional content or the things that law firms do and finding different ways to visually communicate it. So we do a day of service at the firm in connection with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And instead of just, you know, the standard pictures of people just sort of, you know, standing around, creating interesting infographics that sort of help them communicate the story in a different way as well.
Love it. What I can imagine is not only was the Bracewell Buddies campaign a great thing internally for your lawyers and obviously for their kids, but I can imagine a lot of your clients or people following on Instagram must have loved the concept and, you know, how genuine and unique that was. Did you get any good feedback on that campaign?
We got great feedback on that. And I, you know, I had an alum that, you know, reached out to me and sort of said, you know, that campaign is so indicative or so illustrative of who Bracewell is as a firm. That's what you want to achieve on Instagram. It's really the platform to tell the story about your culture. And so I think, you know, it really does need to be authentic and it needs to be very genuine and very true to who you are as a firm.
Awesome. So I also know that, you know, in order for a social media strategy to be successful, it can't just all be the marketing and communications team at the firm. You also have to invest in your attorneys and getting them to participate on social media. So what kind of investment have you guys made in your attorneys? How are you getting them more involved and more aware of how to use social media effectively?
So one of the first things that we did was we adopted an employee activation program. And, you know, by that, it's just about making it really easy for lawyers and also staff, frankly, to share content about the firm or third-party content that's, you know, related to work that the firm works on. We've created a platform that makes it very easy for the lawyers to do. And so the photos that they need or the image that they're going to need for social media, the caption is there, the right hashtags, we've researched that, those are put up there. And so we make it very easy for everyone to share content that we're producing as a team. And then the other thing too is about, you know, sharing those results and just making sure that people can see the results and see the engagement. And that actually on an individual level really sort of drives and motivates people as they see the success and they see the difference that their activity on social media is having on their business.
What about trainings? Have you gone through and trained your attorneys on how to use social media and how to make it more successful and more meaningful for them?
Sure. I mean, training, I think, is a really important key. We've done firm-wide trainings on social media and different topics related to digital marketing. The team also is very active in doing coaching for individual lawyers. So, you know, lawyers reaching out, needing help, setting up and sharing content or getting their LinkedIn profile optimized, we provide that coaching as well.
Excellent. So one of the things that I find is in order to improve, which you guys have obviously done tremendously, you need to be able to measure, right? You need to be able to see what's working, see what's not working, and then, you know, do more of what's working. How do you guys measure what's working, what's not working? What kind of things are you looking at on a day-to-day or a week-to-week or month-to-month basis?
You know, there's a lot of those KPIs that are available through the social media channels. So looking at engagement, making sure that, you know, that the content is something that people are engaging with and that it, like, you know, it's performing well. We look at it over a period of time so we can sort of see what sort of patterns are emerging, you know, but ultimately it comes down to, are we getting business or are we getting business leads from that? So conversion is, you know, the ultimate measure, the ultimate desired outcome. And, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, I've heard from several of our lawyers that, you know, because of the result of what they're doing on social media, they've had that happen for them.
That's fantastic. That actually was going to be my next question. How does the firm react to the success that you guys have had?
The firm and the firm leadership is incredibly supportive, very excited about it. It's a great culture that really encourages experimentation and entrepreneurship. And, you know, social and digital marketing is a great place to do that.
Well, they should be very happy, and they should be very lucky to have a guy like you running the show. You've certainly done some great things. We've run out of time, but I do want to give you an opportunity to speak to some of our listeners who perhaps are somewhat struggling or aren't really able to figure out how to improve how they're performing on social media. What word of advice would you give to them?
My advice is to start slowly. You know, you're not going to change everything overnight. Law firms are very dynamic. Social media and digital marketing are very dynamic. Focus on one thing and start slowly. And don't be afraid to experiment and, you know, learn from many failures. But I think, you know, if you start, you're going to find some very quick successes that you should celebrate and then build on those successes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jay. We're going to put a link to your LinkedIn profile in the show notes. So don't be surprised if we have a bunch of listeners reach out to you for some advice.
Happy to talk with anyone.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you, Jay, again, for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you, and congratulations on the great success that you guys have had. For those of you that enjoyed today's episode, you want to make sure not to miss any future episodes. Just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe to the episode there. You can also check out some of our great past episodes. Thank you, everyone, for your time, and see you next time. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.